Chapter 8. The Clear Light of Death. As Buddha said, realize that the body is impermanent like a clay vessel. Know that phenomena are without inherent existence like mirages. Having destroyed the poisonous weapons of attachment, attractive like flowers, you will pass beyond even the sights of death. The 12th stanza in the first Panchen Lama's poem is, may the mother and child clear lights meet when near attainment dissolves into the all empty, and all conceptual multiplications cease, and an experience like an autumn sky free from polluting conditions dawns. According to highest Yoga Tantra, there is no mind more subtle than the mind of clear light. It serves as the basis of all appearances of cyclic existence and of nirvana. This mind of clear light has existed continuously since beginningless cyclic existence. Since it is not temporary, it is called fundamental mind, whereas the minds of black near attainment, red-orange increase of appearance, white appearance, and so on, are newly produced and bound to cease through the power of conditions, and thus are called temporary and adventitious. This all-empty, fundamental, innate mind of clear light is the innermost mind. All other minds can be considered coarse, although there are many levels of coarseness and subtlety among them. Relative to the mind of clear light, even the minds of white appearance, red-orange increase of appearance, and black near attainment, which are subtler than ordinary consciousnesses, are coarse. Compared to the fundamental innate mind of clear light, they are temporary, as are ordinary consciousnesses. From this perspective, the city of erroneous conceptions of subject and object, which was mentioned earlier in stanza 4, can refer to those phenomena that are produced from actions, karma, which themselves arise out of the coarse conceptuality of grosser levels of consciousness. When you are capable of abiding forever in the innate mind of clear light, without regressing through the coarser levels, there is no opportunity for the accumulation of karma. However, to remain constantly in the mind of clear light, you must remove the obstructions to omniscience, which are the defilements of the erroneous appearance of subject and object as if they inherently exist. When you are able to remain in the mind of clear light, conceptual consciousnesses cease. Until then, you are under the sway of a grosser level of consciousness, of temporary conceptuality, and you accumulate karma. In the final phase of dying, when all coarse consciousnesses dissolve into the all empty, which is the clear light or fundamental innate mind, the myriad objects of the world, as well as concepts such as sameness and difference, have been pacified in this subtlest mind. All appearances of environments and beings have withdrawn of their own accord. If you are able to transform the clear light of death into a fully qualified spiritual consciousness, the mind recognizes its own face, its own nature, the entity of the fundamental mind.